Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Brilliance Security Podcast. Hello, my name is Steve Bocut, and I am an editor for Brilliance Security Magazine. Brilliance is an online digital publication dedicated to the security industry. Our mission, and thus our name, is to illuminate the intersection of physical and cybersecurity. We cover both of these security domains by publishing original content about threats, hacks, products, and security strategies. We hope you will enjoy this podcast and visit us at brilliancesecuritymagazine.com. Welcome to the Brilliance Security Magazine podcast, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your listening. We have an interesting guest with us today. Today, our guest is Melvin Agiogu. Melvin is the CEO and president of VMost Technologies. VMost, if you haven't heard of them, is a leading IT digital service provider offering digital transformation solutions and services. Our topic today is going to be cybersecurity in the AI era, combating modern threats, something that I think all of us have given significant time thinking about and trying to understand. So hopefully our conversation today is going to shed some interesting light on that topic. So let me tell you a little bit more about Melvin. Melvin holds a bachelor's degree in business administration with a specialty in corporate finance from the University of Akron in Ohio. He also holds several top-level certifications in the IT industry and has earned the prestigious Cisco Certified Internetwork Expert certification. With over 25 years in the technology industry, Melvin has successfully blended his business acumen with his technical expertise, finding innovative ways to use technology to transform businesses and solve business issues. And with that, welcome, Melvin. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be an interesting conversation. But let's start, before we get into the topic too deeply, let's talk a little bit about VMost. I'm not sure that everyone in our audience will be familiar with VMost. So tell us about VMost Technologies, what you do, that kind of thing.
Yes. So VMost Technologies is a global company specializing in delivering digital services and solutions that transform businesses. We help businesses from the assessment phase, consulting, implementation phase, the deployment and managing of the IT services that run their business. We are a little different from most other companies in the sense that we focus on outcomes, right? Which is, like I said, is different. Our services will safeguard companies' data, help them become a little bit more efficient, save them money, streamline their business processes, and much more. We are a multi-million dollar company traded on the OTC market, and I believe we have a lot of potential. We have many things in the works, and we'll be unveiling some of these things as time goes on in the near future, pretty soon. We are a global company. I say global because we are located in three continents. So far, we are in India, Africa, and North America, obviously the United States, right? So, and our core competencies are cybersecurity, enterprise networking, collaboration, and data center services. Those are our core competencies, even though we do other things.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here with us then today, because you're the perfect guy to take on this topic. So let's talk about some of the most significant cyber threats that businesses are currently facing in the marketplace. And maybe if we can explore a little bit about how these threats have evolved over the years.
Yes. Oh man, cybersecurity is a hot topic, right?
Isn't it?
We all know that. Yeah. There's a lot of significant cyber threats that businesses are facing. We know some of them that I will mention, some people already know about them, but I'll go in a little bit deeper. So, you know, I'll start off with the phishing, social engineering, right? I believe everyone has received, you know, those phishing emails.
Right. And they're getting better, it seems like. Exactly. It used to be pretty easy to pick those out, right?
Yes.
Misspelled words, you know, URL, the URL that it was coming from didn't make sense, that kind of thing. But I found even with the level of expertise that I have, and I'm not the most expert, but I've been in this business for a while, I sometimes have to look closely in the second and third time before I'm sure.
Yeah. So yeah, they're becoming more sophisticated, Steve. And right now they're targeting individuals within organizations, right? Like these bad actors will actually sit down and plan out and target specific individuals within organizations. These emails are becoming, you know, hard to detect, right? Even messages and even phone calls, right? You have software there's out there that can mask phone calls. Someone can call you pretending to be me, using my voice, and you will never get to know. You never get to find out. And the social engineering techniques, are just targeted to manipulate people into divulging sensitive information for these bad actors to compromise security. Right. So that's number one. Then you have your ransomware, right? These ransomware, they're very deadly, I'm telling you, very deadly. They are, for people that don't know, these ransomware, they're malicious software that encrypts a victim's file, right? And they will render these files, your system, inaccessible until you pay a ransom, right? And these have grown in severity and frequency over the years. And they target all kinds of businesses and industries.
Yeah. And it seems like we're hearing more and more about those all the time. They're becoming so frequent that it's a little scary.
It is. And you know, with the whole digital currency Bitcoin thing, you know, when you pay these bad actors, you would never find them. You can never find them. Right. So someone can be anywhere in the world and trick you and get your data, and you pay them, you will never be able to find them.
Right.
Another threat that businesses are facing increasingly is, you know, believe it or not, insider threats, right? This is something that's huge. When you have malicious or negligent actions by individuals within your organization, and people who have access to sensitive data, and they're not properly protecting these data. If they're malicious, they have a bad intention, right? So if they have access to data, believe it or not, this is one of the things that we face a lot, right?
And I'm glad that you pointed out that there's a difference between the malicious and the negligent. They're both insider threats. I think a lot of us, when we think of insider threats, we think of the malicious actor, right? Who's in your organization and he's intentionally doing something that he shouldn't do. But there's a lot of people who aren't intentionally doing it. They're just not well trained, or they may not know. Maybe they don't have the expertise that they need to avoid these kinds of things. So that's still a threat to your organization coming from the inside.
It is, yes. And there's something else we call APT, right? Advanced Persistent Threats. Mm. I like to think of these as they're prolonged and targeted cyber attacks, right? And these are carried out by very skilled individuals, right? And not just individuals, oftentimes they are sponsored by states or maybe even some organized criminal groups, right? These are dangerous. What we heard, I'm not sure how true this is, of Russia's involvement in the elections, things like that, and how some Russian companies actually attacked some U.S. Companies. So these are real threats that even the FBIs are aware of it, and many times they step in to help shield some of these threats. There's something we call spear phishing, right? So this is where they specifically target. Go ahead, you want to say something?
No. Go ahead. That was just fine.
Yeah. So you know, these things are getting every day. There's just new stuff coming out, right? Yeah. It's amazing. The breadth of how different companies can get attacked. You know, even the IoT world, right? Couple years ago, the IoT,
right,
which is Internet of Things, right? You see companies.
We are so connected. They're just about everything is connected today. And I think a lot of people, it's maybe they're starting to become aware now, but it's taken some time, I think, for people to become aware of the fact that, yeah, your refrigerator may not have any secrets, but if the refrigerator is connected to the network and it's not protected, then that's the problem.
Exactly. So people can use that as a springboard to get access to the rest of your network. So even mobile devices, right? BYOD, bring your own device, right? So people, a lot of people bring their iPads to work, and you have to make your network available for people that bring in their own devices into work. So all of that, even the cloud, right? The cloud that's a huge one, actually. Sure. We've seen cloud configurations that are badly configured. They have weak access controls. And then even when the cloud service provider is hacked, your data becomes susceptible to those attacks too. So these are some of the ways that companies are being some of the ways that the cyber threats are affecting companies today.
Yeah. So so we've talked about how much more complex and sophisticated these threats are becoming. Mm-hmm. And I think also, and we didn't really touch on this, but it seems it's worth noting that who is a target is changing as well. It used to be, particularly like we talk about the APT, so the Advanced Persistent Threats. Mm-hmm. It used to be, if you go back, I don't know, a decade or so, that you had to be a pretty significant target for that to be a big problem, because no one was really worrying. No one was going to invest the time and effort to launch that kind and have the patience to work with that kind of an attack, unless the potential reward was great. But I don't think that's true anymore either. I think so much of this is automated that, just kind of run of the mill businesses that may have access to what is seemingly mundane data become targets, oftentimes because they are part of the supply chain for a larger organization. Uh-huh. I think we see that a lot as well.
Yes.
Where
yes.
You wouldn't think that some small company somewhere has would be a high target because they don't have access to that much protected information, but because they provide services to someone else and they are therefore connected to them, that raises their threat profile.
Exactly. And you're right. We have people that came to us because one of their suppliers, got hacked. And from there, they got hacked. A lot of companies have a big diversity inclusion program, right? So or small business program where they try to give small businesses some of their business. Yeah. And if those small businesses are not properly protected, that could also affect them. We had an incident where a huge company got hacked because they thought they were talking to the accounting department of one of their little one of their suppliers, right?
Right.
And the person mistakenly clicked something and boom, that was it. And the bad actors got in.
Yeah.
And these guys are patient. They stayed, when we did the analysis, they were on the network for a couple months.
Wow.
Scouting the entire network before they actually struck.
Yeah.
So
what kinds of things should companies be doing? So given the complexity and the sophistication that we've talked about, what strategies should businesses implement to combat these threats?
First of all, companies have to prioritize cybersecurity, right? Mm. Believe it or not, a lot of companies don't do that. It's like when I was in college, I didn't have insurance on my car, right? How many times you're thinking you're never going to get into an accident, but when you do get into an accident, it's pretty costly, right? Mm-hmm. So companies do have to prioritize cybersecurity. They need to have their own team. or they can hire companies like VMost, right? They have, and when you have your own cybersecurity team, if you hire the right people or hire the right company, they know exactly what to do. They have to, there are things that they got to do. It's a wheel; it never ends.
Right. So, is that where we're going to place VMost technologies in this protection strategy? A lot of organizations don't have the resources to hire a full, you know, SOC team and you know, all of the things that come along with staffing a cybersecurity team. Is that where VMost would come into the picture? And if so, in what ways do you help businesses, you know, protect themselves?
Yes, that is where we come in, right? You know, so many businesses, when they start on this cybersecurity journey, they need guidance from assessing what they have, you know, helping them with consultation, implementation. They got to be able to implement the tools that will safeguard them. And not just that, you don't stop there. You have to manage these services, right? Because imagine if you have a camera and you never check it to use it for your protection, it's never going to do anything for you, right? Yeah. So we have a SOC service where we proactively monitor and detect issues for companies, and we try to resolve those issues before they become a real problem.
Right.
Okay.
So let's pivot our focus here a little bit. It seems like everywhere you turn, somebody's talking about AI in every market, every vertical, every way you can think about it. But specifically in data security and protection. So how's AI changing that landscape?
So I'm going to start by first clarifying to the people that are listening what AI is, right? So, you know, it's a buzzword, but ultimately what it is a supercomputer, right? It's a supercomputer that can process and analyze vast amount of data in a split second, right? The milliseconds. So in the security world, the ability, you know, for a system to process huge amounts of security data is huge, right? So being able to filter out false positives, that's huge for us in the security space. We use AI to free up the analyst's time so that we can focus on more things that we can do. But if we come down to actually some of the practical ways that AI is helping in the cybersecurity, for example, the threat detection and prevention, because of the amount of data that AI can process, right? It is able to analyze, maybe network traffic quicker, analyze the user behaviors to identify patterns and figure out ways that cyber threats might be happening. So being able to, you know, when you join AI with like machine learning, right? Those algorithms, they can recognize very quickly the attack patterns and quickly adapt to whatever is happening and, you know, in real time. So that's where I see AI helping out in the data security. There's also the advanced malware detection, right? A lot of people have the antivirus softwares, but the traditional signature-based antivirus solution, they're struggling right now to keep up with the growing amount of malware variants out there. So, you know, if you have a system that is powered by AI, it can quickly help you detect malwares quicker than your regular antivirus, platforms.
I appreciate that explanation, because I think a lot of us, when we first started thinking about AI and how it could be deployed in protection systems, it was more along the lines of, you know, like automation. We already had automation, but AI was going to be like bigger and better automation. But I think it's more than that. It's more than just automation. Like you said, it's having the ability to analyze data so much faster and so much more accurately than a human can do it.
Yes.
And then, you know, at very least, it can flag those things that humans need to be spending their time looking at.
So. Exactly. Yeah. We all know automation, AI, that's what it does. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
But the ability to look at a huge amount of data and then give us actionable insights,
exactly.
That's something that's huge.
All right. So you're the CEO of a tech company. So let me ask you to just kind of dust off your crystal ball a little bit here and look into the future. So where do you, and I, you know, I won't hold you to this because obviously there's no way for you to know. It would be interesting to get your perspective though. Where do you think AI and cybersecurity is headed? What kinds of things might we see in the next 5 or 10 years?
Oh man, I think AI is here to stay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going anywhere. You know, like I said, anything that can process data at an amazing speed is obviously here to stay. I remember when computers started, right? Before we had the Pentium chips, you know, you would start up your computer and then you have to go get coffee because it would take you 10 minutes for the computer to start. You know, now with all these chips and the improvements in technology, the things that technology is doing for us is amazing. So AI, when you fuse that with machine learning, it is going to do wonders. And that's why we're making a significant investment in AI. One of the things that we're doing is we're actually in the process of getting a partnership with a company called NVIDIA, right? Oh, and for those who don't know that company, they make the chip. Most of the chip that powers AI systems, right? So, we're making that investment in, and we have something that's coming out pretty soon that's also running, that's going to be leveraging some AI in the background. So yeah, I think AI is here to stay.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out for that and see what that is.
Yes.
So there's a lot of talk, and even more recently, but for years, decades, there has been talk about data privacy, but it seems like that conversation is just ramping up more and more. And now the idea of AI comes into this concept of data privacy. And a lot of people are very concerned. I mean, you know, they're talking about it in Washington, D.C., and the lawmakers are all looking at this and what is AI going to do to data security? You have any thoughts or ideas about that?
So, you know, because we build systems, right? Mm-hmm. We understand how things actually work, right? So right. Let's come, if we can take off the different layers between behind AI, right? AI, you got to feed AI information, right?
Right?
You have to train it. So typically, like right now, we don't have any, we're not at the point where we have our own AI product, right? Like ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. But like I said, with our partnership with companies like NVIDIA, we'll be able to help companies build their own AI powered system, right? Mm-hmm. We're not having our own AI software, but we're going to help companies build their own AI system. Data security protection standpoint, I believe that it is important to feed the AI unbiased data, right? So yes, you're building up, whoever the company is that's building up their AI platform needs to make sure that they feed it unbiased data and hopefully only collect the minimum amount of data that's personal data that's necessary. You don't start feeding it personal people's social security numbers and things like that, right? You gotta feed it the right amount of data, you know, as minimal personal data as possible. And I also think that, you know, with this, there has to be regular audits and evaluations to identify how AI is doing, right? Mm-hmm. The platform is doing. If you don't conduct those audits, you will never know. And depending on the industry, there might be some compliances, some regulations that has to be adhered to. So there's like let me think of one. There's the there's a California Consumer Privacy Act, for example, right?
Sure.
So yeah. if you're in that space, you got to comply. Make sure that you comply to them. And what else? For us, since we're in cybersecurity, I say that you protect your data, encrypt your data, right? Whether it is data at rest or data in transit, you got to protect it from right. The sensitive data, protected from prying eyes. Right. And ultimately, you got to have a human, because all this talk about machines and all that, you got to have a human have oversight of whatever function AI brings to an organization. I think that's the ultimate goal. I don't think AI is ever going to replace human beings, but if it does, we'll be out of job, right? So
all right. So you've given us some actionable tips, and I appreciate that. Is there anything else that you could think of that comes to the top of your mind, you know, in the way of actionable tips that businesses can do to improve their cybersecurity posture?
Actionable tips, yes. A lot of people don't think, like we said before, people think, no one wants to attack me, but I think businesses need to come into the mindset that, look, these criminals they're out there planning how to attack you. They're taking the time to plan how to attack you. So you can't just sit back. You got to be proactive, right? Like I said, they got to get a cyber team together, either internally or externally. You can hire a company like VMost. Mm-hmm. One of the services that we provide is something we call White Hat Services. White Hat Services is where you hire us, right? We use our skills to identify and expose some vulnerabilities in your company, in your network, your software, and with the goal of improving the security. We do security assessments. We do penetration testing. We do vulnerability assessments on behalf of your organization. And because it's better for you to know where you're vulnerable so you can fix it.
You don't want the bad guy showing you where you're vulnerable. You want somebody who's on your side showing you where you're vulnerable.
Exactly. Yeah. So these are some of the things that companies can take today. They can hire. It's not just VMware. There are companies out there that can do that. But these are the areas that we excel in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're about out of time. I do want to leave with one final question here. And this is a very open-ended question that we like to end with. And the essence of the question is, what should I have asked that I didn't? But essentially, what else does our audience need to know about combating modern cyber threats and or about VMost?
I can't stress this enough, right? The cyber criminals, they are not going anywhere soon. It's the business pays a lot, right? That business pays a lot. There's an underground network right now where people, a marketplace where these bad actors, they share techniques and they collaborate. This is sometimes a well-funded venture. With cryptocurrency is making it pretty difficult to even catch these guys. Mm-hmm. So I think if your organization is not taking cybersecurity seriously, and if you haven't been hacked and you're not actively protecting yourself, I'd say it's a matter of time, right? So you got to take security seriously, either at home, even at home, right? Especially at home, at work. Because these bad actors are targeting you, you got to protect yourself.
And for so many of us now, the line between home and work is very gray, right?
If exactly.
There's any line at all. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So VMost, this is where we not only focus on cybersecurity. I know we've been talking about cybersecurity, but we help companies. We build your network. We help you design and build your network, implement it. And because we know how to build it, we also know how to secure it, right? And we can help manage it for you. That way, the companies can just focus on what they do best.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, Melvin. Thank you for spending time with us today. I sincerely appreciate it. It's been fascinating.
Same here, Steve. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And a big thanks to our listeners for being with us. And please remember to like and subscribe if you find this podcast interesting. And join us next time for another episode of the Brilliance Security Magazine podcast.